Okay, back to the dinim of building a sukkah. So yesterday we discussed your sukkah really needs ideally four walls, if not three walls, if not two and a half walls. We said that's the letters Samech, Chaf, and Hey. And the walls must come within 9 inches of the ground. But going up, if the walls end and the schach is over it, even though it's a few feet up over the sukkah, as long as if the wall would be going up, it would hit the schach, then it would be kosher. Now, again, we also said that the sukkah walls have to really be firm walls and things like that. Okay, next. There's another interesting thing. The Torah says, Chag HaSukkah is ta'as halacha. You have to make the sukkah. The Gemara learns, which means the sukkah cannot be made. You have to make it active. It cannot be passively made. The same thing we find by tzitzis. The Torah says, Gedilim ta'as halacha. You have to make the tzitzis. And the Gemara says the expression ta'aseh v'lei min ha'aseh. You have to make it, and it cannot be something which is made. For instance, if I have a garment, and then I sew on, I may already made the tzitzis, and I just sew it onto the garment, it's not kosher, because I didn't make the tzitzis on the garment, it became made. The same thing halachically is very practical by people that have the canvas sukkahs with the frames. First, you have to put up the walls, and then the schach. Because the schach is the sukkah. Now, I'm actively putting on the schach on top of the walls. But if I put up the schach first, let's say you have a canvas sukkah, right? So I have the base, the poles, the metal poles, and then I'll put up the schach, and then I'll make the walls. That's not kosher. Or, for that matter, if somebody, let's say, has an awning over a sukkah. In New York, they have them to protect it from the rain. Well, now you have an awning over the sukkah. And when you make the sukkah, the awning is open. And then you build the sukkah under the awning. Now, building a sukkah under an awning is not good. It has to be under the sky. Right? Then the awning is not a kosher part of the sukkah. And then after I make the sukkah, I remove the awning. So that's not kosher. Once the sukkah is made kosher, I can put the awning out, I can take it back in, out, in. Why?
What's an awning?
No, what is that? A covering, you know, you roll it out. No, got it? Huh? Anyway.
If I don't know what it is,
huh?
The
walls have to come before the schach. Now, once the sukkah was made kosher, then again you could cover the awning and take it off and you know do whatever you need to do. That's able to.
For example, somebody put the schach first, then make the wall.
So what happens by mistake if somebody did put up the schach first and then they made the walls? So then the din is. You have to pick up the schach, a tefach, 3 inches.
All of it?
One second. You have to pick it up, and then by putting it back down, it's like you now put it down. So you could take a pole, like a wide broom, you know, and go pick it up all over the place, and you picked it up, and that's it. And it's you remade it a kosher sukkah. You should do it in every part of the schach because the whole schach was not done kosher.
Just go to there is like beams.
Again, it depends. If you have, let's say, the mats, you just take a thing and you pick it up and. Huh?
No.
Once you pick that part up and put it down, it's kosher schach.
Which part? Middle part?
Any part. You do each part. I'm saying, but the fact that I did one part and the other parts are not done yet doesn't matter. The part I did comes down. That's the kosher schach. What?
You cannot buy a ready-made sukkah.
Why? You could.
You just say it has to be.
No. So, if it's a ready-made sukkah, let's say You have a ready-made sukkah, ready-made. And you just pick it up and move it to your house.
Yeah.
It was made by somebody. Not you don't have to make the sukkah. Whoever is making the sukkah has to make it, and it just can't be made. Just like you buy tzitzis, it's made by somebody else.
By a Jew.
Huh?
Made by a Jew.
The walls don't have to be made by a Jew. The schach has to be put on by a Jew.
How much schach do you actually need for the covering?
Now, halachically, what's the minimal schach? The minimal amount of schach is that you have more shade than sun. That means without the schach, the sun would shine in. So you need enough schach that the shade, because of the schach, is more than the sunlight. Now Chabad has a meaning of putting up a lot of schach, and the whole discussion halacha. Halachically, if there's so much schach that rain can't fall in, then it's not a kosher schach. It's like a house. But or some opinions say in halacha you should be able to see the stars. So Paskim right, it doesn't matter, even during the day, if you can look up and you see that holes, you know, that's also good.
When
a guy should not put up the schach, l'chatchila.
Yeah, but then after, let's say, they did put it up, can you pick up?
If the schach was put up not kosher, you pick it up, and then you re-kosher it, so to speak. Now, the whole discussion in halacha about the mats, you know, the mats that you, that people buy, some have a hechshir for sukkah, doesn't have a hechshir for sukkah. Now, the din is like this. In Shulchan Aruch it says that mats that were made to sit on or to lay on, you have these hammocks, you know, that they're made to lay on or sit on, so those are not kosher for schach. Even though the material is like thin bamboo or whatever it is, it's not kosher for schach. Why? Because it was made as a keli. Anything which is a vessel is not kosher for schach. So if you have, a bamboo mat which is made to sleep on or to sit on, see, because that bamboo mat is a keli, because you can sit on it, you can lay on it, so that's not kosher for schach. If the bamboo mat was made not to sit on or to sleep on, but as a curtain, that's not a keli already. A keli means something that holds something. This is just made to hold it down. So then, that's good, but there's a lot of deal details. The best if you're buying the mats to buy with a hechsher, or one thing is for sure, if you buy the mats, you have to make sure that you have wooden beams in the sukkah that actually hold up the mat, that the mat shouldn't hold by itself. Then, if let's say you have, cross poles, cross beams that holds up the mats, then it's not a problem, because then the wood is holding up the schach, not the metal that's in between the bamboos, or the woven stuff which is in between the bamboos, or the plastic that's in between the bamboos. So then that's the best thing, is that you make sure that the schach is being held up by those boards, and if you take away the boards, the schach would fall, the mat would fall in. That's the way it has to be done. Yeah.
I heard there's a way that you can bidyevid, use them.
No, it's not bidyevid.
No.
Okay, what's the problem with metal? Something that holds up the schach can't be something that's mekabel tumah.
Right.
Okay, now, metal normally is mekabel tumah. So therefore, even if you have, let's say, a metal frame with metal beams in the middle, you can't put the schach on any schach. You can't put on top of those beams because it's metal. So what you need to do, forget about mats for a second. You need to take a board and put it over the metal part and then tie it up that the schach is not touching the metal, it's touching the beams. The side walls, it really doesn't matter because Al-Tarabi says the ground holds up the earth anyway and the sukkah is makabel tumah. Now, the problem with the metal in between the bamboo is metal's makabel tumah. So if that metal is holding the schach, then the schach is being held by something mekabel tumah. But if you put that mat on top of wood, then those metal things are not holding up the schach.
Even if you take the ball, it's dead.
Even if you would cut them, let's say, the schach would still hold because it's on top of the beam, on top of the wood.
But you would need a lot of wood in order to
keep No.
Thin straws that are attached together.
It doesn't matter. If you put one, it's going to hold it up. It's going to hold it up. Then the metal is not maimed the schach. Then the wood is holding up the schach and it's good. Okay, but on the side up, then it's allowed to be held up by metal, but not in the middle. Machachin's my Rebbe Bamai and Kim Shulag Al Tato, Khanan Melakashi, Melatu, Borazak, Sophie, Hamter, Mishinama.